Hi guys, I was trying to do this episode yesterday, but I was apparently needed to update the app, so I'm doing it this morning before I go out. Yesterday I was trying to talk to you guys about Mental Health Awareness Week, which is this week. It started on Monday, finishes on Friday. The main subject for this week is stress, and I know all too well about stress, having dealt with it when I had anxiety and depression. There are so many factors that come into how stress can be a massive part of mental health, and you know, just like that, monetary factors, you know, keeping roofs over your head and just feeding family, etc., etc. I do suffer, like the money situation I can relate to, but I do find ways and means of getting around it and help and sorting things out. So I just kind of wanted to do something like a little introductory, little introductory episode really, because I think I'm going to do something a bit better later on, and actually go into depth about what stress has done for me in terms of mental health, how I've managed to come back out of that, and now I'm at the place that I am. So tune in later on really to find out a bit more about what I was went through when I was suffering with stress, and I'll see you later on. Hi guys, again it's me. I'm gonna now speak about what I felt like when I had, well, I still do have depression, I still have anxiety, but how stress exacerbated those two mental illnesses to the point where I was almost suicidal. So anyone in the world will know, money can be a problem that will send you to a stress levels high, and money has done that to me quite a few times, to the point where I have shown a lot of emotions, including crying, anger, frustration, and to be honest, as the saying goes, money does not buy happiness, and it's never done that for me. I mean, it's just something that you use to pay for your bills, buy your food, go shopping with, and it's just, What does it do to make you happy, I suppose? Other things as well, like trying to look for a job, for example. I have finally found a job, and I cannot believe it. I can't wait to get started. But the stress of actually looking for one has been quite overwhelming, to be honest, because I've obviously, the job centre have been brilliant. I've had a lot of support of my advisor, but it's just the amount of time that I've used looking for jobs that have been suitable for my needs when I've been depressed and anxious has been a long one. But I finally got there. My boss has been amazing. She understands. I've told her everything straight from the off, and it you know, that's important. You need to be able to confide in people that you can trust, and I definitely can 100% trust my boss. There's other little factors as well, like personal trauma and things like that, really, that can cause me to become stressed. And, you know, I can't say this for everyone, but we can, I don't know, I'm trying to form a sentence together without sort of making no sense. This week is obviously Mental Health Awareness Week, as everybody is aware. And so far, I've seen so many people do such amazing job of raising awareness of mental health. So kudos to every single one of you. I'm so proud of you for doing what you're doing, and to keep the good work up. Okay, so moving on to my personal update. I am really, really happy right now. I don't think I can say I've been this happy since, well, it's going to be a good couple of years, actually, since the last time I could say I was in a very good place. I am in genuinely an amazing place right now. I think it's the fact that, you know, since coming out, all the things that I have been stressing about have kind of just sort of drifted away, just sort of let themselves go. And even though I am still doing the things that I was doing before as Maz, albeit now as Quinn, for some reason it still doesn't make me anxious anymore. It makes me really, really determined to do the things and do them well. I can't say I felt any stress since coming out as Quinn. I haven't felt anything at all, so to me, that is a massive, massive deal. And I guess that it shows you that some of my friends have already commented saying how much of a difference that since I've coming out has made, not just to me, but to them, knowing that their friend is in a better place, so happy, and it's just amazing. There's something else I really want to mention, and again, this is quite a big deal for me. Next month, on the 5th of June, I will be a whole year sober. I haven't touched alcohol in pretty much nearly a year, and I feel really great. I don't miss it at all. I just think my health came first, and both mentally, physically, and you know, I'm just amazed that I managed to get it that far without even relapsing. But you know what? I believed in myself. My friends and family believed in me, and I'm here now talking to you guys about it. And I think what I'll do is go through the entire story in a different episode, and obviously base the episode around alcohol abuse and other things that can trigger mental illness. So for now, I can't wait to do the next episode. I don't know, I think it might be at some point next week, so please tune in. But yeah. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for tuning in to Time to Talk, Breaking Stigmas podcasts.